Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! Happy, happy, happy day. Every day that ends and is why is your day, my friend. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, how do you ever have success? I mean, it's not possible for a new person to just launch a movement for the very first time, right, and have any kind of success. I mean, this stuff is just reserved for people who have connections and people who have already had success. I mean, there's no such thing as somebody just gets started and builds something out of nowhere, right? That, my friend, is the topic of today's Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back, Saturday Nation. I said this 1,000 times, okay? But it's worth saying again and also talking about a little bit as well. You know, success is not reserved for just a certain group of people who were, you know, born at a certain era or grew up a certain way. Do some people have a better head start? Of course. I mean, absolutely. I think anybody with a brain would tell you that. If you grow up in the ghetto and, you know, you're a single, you got a single parent and you're on welfare and you know, you don't have the same advantages that somebody grows up in the suburbs and has two parents and they're making six figures, that I get all that. But here's what I am saying, though, because I was that individual who grew up. I mean, I was a kid that, you know, I'm not saying we were poor, but I remember up until I was, I don't know, maybe it was the age of 10, 11, 12, something like that. We're on food stamps. You know, it was no big deal. Here's the problem, though. I didn't know what I didn't know. Like, we would go to the A&P. A&P was the name of a food mart in our town of Bradford, PA. And then we go to Tops, which is Western New York, Western PA grocery store. But anyway, whether we went to the A&P or Bell's or Loblaws or Tops, any one of those grocery stores, they took food stamps. And I didn't know any better. It wasn't like I'm looking around thinking, oh, this is embarrassing. Mom, put the food. I didn't know. I'm like, I'd gladly grab the booklet and you rip a little coupon out and it says $2. You know, it's kind of like Monopoly money. You hand it to the cashier and that's how you pay for your groceries. I didn't know any different. So I wasn't embarrassed. I mean, I think people get embarrassed because, again, we play that comparison game, you know? And a lot of people have that welfare mentality when it comes to their business and their brand. Like, oh, I can't do this because I don't have this or that. No. I mean, you might need a leg up. You might need some assistance. You might need to borrow money or, you know, something along those lines. But you can do it. You can absolutely do it. And the way that you do it is that you don't subscribe to all of that stuff we talked about yesterday, did two separate podcasts about belief. You don't subscribe to that stuff. Is it going to be a little bit harder for you maybe than somebody else who's, you know, mommy and daddy gave them money, him or her money, or they had a trust fund? Of course. Maybe they got to college. They got to go to get their MBA. Of course. Sure. Okay. But then what? I mean, what do you do? But then what? Bob Proctor, three words to me, man, when I kept trying to argue for my limitation. But Bob, okay. But then what? Okay, all right. And I got mad. I got mad at Bob, and I remember just thinking, this is stupid. You're stupid, Bob Proctor. You know, at the time, 73-year-old guy. So what if you've written a bunch of books and getting paid six figures for one keynote speech? I know you were in The Secret. I know more than you do. This is stupid getting me to say, and then what? And then what? But then I went home. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, he's right. You know, and then what? Like, okay, great. You win. You got it. Okay. You argue for your limitations, but then what? I'm like, okay. Oh. So I started thinking, you're right. You're right, Bob. And I started having a conversation. I'm like, Sammy boy, you got to lose this mentality that somehow this success and these product launches or these products or speaking are all reserved for people who just were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. You know, 75% of millionaires here in the U.S. are first generation. So that right there says that this whole generational thing where you just handed money isn't true. So how does it all happen? So what would I do right now if I had to launch a movement without anything? Nobody knew me. I didn't have any mailing lists, nothing. First thing I would do is do what I'm doing right now. I'd create content. I'd create a podcast right away. And that's what all my coaching clients, every single time, very first time, we have an onboarding call. And we really dive into, myself and my project manager dive into the client, their past, where they are right now, belief system, all that stuff. Really drill down into their zone of genius. Like, what is it they're super passionate about and what can they help somebody else do? That's it. What can they help somebody else do? Remember, you're only helping them getting from point A to point B. All right, we're not solving life's problems. You're helping them get from point A to point B, whatever that looks like. Okay, whatever that looks like. And then the second call is me and the client. And we create the podcast right there, title, everything. I teach them how to record it, all that stuff, killer audio, all that good stuff, right? It has nothing to do with the equipment. It's all about the message, you know? So that's how I would create the momentum right now is I would create a podcast so I could create content. I would get a Facebook group up and running as fast as I could. I'd get a Facebook page, a business page. I would go live twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon to get a lot of that organic content because both podcasting and Facebook Lives are free to do. You get all the organic traffic, all right? You're not paying for that traffic. You can certainly pay for ads on Facebook. You can't pay for them. You can't pay for placement on iTunes, for example, but you can on Facebook. You know, you can draw. If you got a little bit of money, you can throw some ads at going to a landing page or an offer or something like that. But right away, I mean, I would just focus on free content, free ways that I can drive traffic to what? Well, for me, the lowest barrier of entry that if I were teaching somebody out of the gate, it would be creating a coaching and consulting program. You know, you don't need a website. Just get a calendar like I do. I send everybody to my calendar, launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. And they booked their time. I get on the call with them for 30 minutes and we chat. It's really super chill. I mean, there's no pressure. I think anybody would tell you they've had that call. It's like, wow. This is great. I get a lot of people asking me if they wasted my time. Like, Sam, this was really cool, man. Did I waste your time? I mean, geez, thank you. No. You know, I think people are just shocked that somebody's willing to get on the phone with them and help them out. Now, obviously, I feed my family by selling coaching and consulting, one-on-one coaching and consulting. So at the end of the call, I ask them, you know, you want to work together. Here's the three different levels we can work together right now. It's real simple. There's not, nobody's ever even remotely suggested, whoa, geez, I mean, I wasn't expecting that. It's kind of awkward that you're asking me to work with. No, man, everybody expects it and they enjoy it and they embrace it. You know why? Because they want to do the same thing. They want to create great content and then they want to have a call to action with that content. That's what I would do. That's what I would do right now if I lost everything and I had to start and I had to build a brand from scratch. Because what you'll find, these people who you see online, whoever they are, whoever it is that you follow online, and even on offline, you'll find out very quickly that they weren't given anything. They got a break because they put themselves in a situation that caused them to get a break. You ever heard that term? The harder I work, the luckier I get. That's true. The harder you work, the more breaks you're going to get. And the less you work, and I think I got to throw in their attitude as well. I really believe that attitude is everything. That's the one thing. We can't control a lot of the time what happens to us, but boy, we can control 100% of the time how we react to what happens to us. And that is 100% attitude. And I don't want to go all motivational on you, but I got to go all motivational on you that your attitude determines your altitude. Oh, my daughters hate that. So they hate that. I say that, my daughter Paige, I drive her to school. I tell you guys that all the time. She's the last one trapped by me in the passenger seat. Paige, she's getting out of the car. Remember, your attitude determines your altitude. Click, shuts the door, you know, walks away. They'll appreciate me, like all the great ones when I'm long gone. But I'm serious. You can control how you react to everything. You know what I'm doing now? I'm just diving into books. I'm just diving into as many books as I can read. I think I'm reading three right now at one time. I told you the one I'm really, really jacked up. Dr. Ron Blake shared with me, my coaching client. Shout out again, Ron. I had a coaching call with him today. He's like, I can't believe he shouted out on my podcast. Absolutely, man. Love Ron. What do you see, Ron, man? His podcast is going live this month. It's going to be awesome. Awesome. But anyway, he's the one that recommended the book I dove into, and I'm still reading right now, that willpower doesn't work. It just doesn't work. The environment you create around yourself is what really pulls you through those tough times. So here's my advice, okay? Stop looking at other people's success and thinking, well, that's just reserved because that's who, you know, they get this. No. That's just a narrative that you're creating to make yourself feel better about where you are right now. Stop that. Stop that right now. I command you to stop that thinking. Create an attitude of, yes, I'm about to go all motivational again, gratitude. Be grateful that you can start right now and create something new. And I would tell you, go after that organic, free content. Use your phone as much as you can to record audios and videos. You can get a camera if you want to and all that stuff. You don't need it. Everything in your everyday life right now. You want to blog? Use your laptop. Post to social media. Start learning to write. Send emails out. Let everybody know about this movement that you're launching. And I'm telling you, that free content is also the best content. It's the best because it's a warm lead, which becomes a hot lead. It's not a cold lead who you had to put an ad in front of and blah, 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 blah. Look at me. It's a warm lead. It turns into a hot lead, and it turns into a client. Use that, okay? But remember, just be grateful that you got what you got right now. Have that prosperity mindset. I promise you, it'll all work out in the end, baby. It'll all work out in the end. You want to work together? I would love to. Go to launchwithsam.com. Let's talk. I want to talk to you. I really do. I want to hear about your dream, all right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.